Lucy, I'm home.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. I am your host, Erica.
And I'm your co-host, Siva.
And today's episode recap is The Fur Coat, which aired November 9th, 1951. And this one is based on the Lucy radio show My Favorite Husband called Anniversary Presents. And the synopsis here for this episode is Ricky rents a mink coat for an act at the club, but Lucy thinks it's for her and will not take it off. He arranges for Fred to pose as a burglar and quote unquote steal it. But when a real thief sneaks into the apartment during the night, Lucy manages to hang on to it. And all heck breaks loose. So, this one was a hoot.
Now, before we even get into the episode, didn't you say that was the short synopsis?
Yeah, did I go on too long? did I give away the entire thing?
She's still going.
Yeah, as I was looking, there was a
that it was
yeah, there was a longer one, which probably was the script, and then and then the shorter synopsis. So in a nutshell, that's what happens.
Yes. So did you say when the anniversary presents aired?
Yes. Right, from the number
13th, 1949. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, let's get into the actual
episode
business
itself.
Episode, what we're here for, right? This is the very first Lucy, I'm home. And yes. Of course, it's like Lucy, pause, I'm home. So it's not even like the normal Lucy, I'm home.
Yeah.
And then that'll evolve into Honey, I'm home by the end of season two. Which is what he normally says. Not yeah. normally, but that's what he says more often than Lucy, I'm home. But as we discussed at the very beginning of this, that's like just a iconic catchphrase, you know, dialogue yeah. now for I Love Lucy. You think I love Lucy, you think Lucy, I'm home.
And it the good thing is that it actually is quoted in reality, unlike the Lucy, you have some explaining to do, which he never uttered.
Never said.
So this is, it's good that we have it in writing. But yeah, you're right. It is the first time. I think it's about a dozen times where he kind of goes between the two greetings, the Honey, I'm home and the Lucy, I'm home. But yeah, just that alone is what you think of when you first think of that. But he brings home a mink coat, which have you ever felt mink?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not wearing one now. I'm just asking. Although I should have. But no, I've never felt. I mean, I felt a fur coat. Not sure what kind of animal it was. But just the idea of wearing animal is it's very sad.
It is.
Although after this episode, I think is when Lucille Ball actually purchased her very first ever.
Mm-hmm. I think she purchased her own mink and then didn't want to wear it or take it off.
Yeah.
Like, the same as this, you know. I mean, but if you can afford it and that's something you like, then by all means.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely right? a status symbol, you know, wearing because of the price.
Oh, I've got a mink coat.
Yes. And it's like when she had that later on, we'll talk about the redecorating the Murtha's apartment where he was going to buy her one. But of course she
they're
wants
sitting on her mink coat. Yeah.
They spread it to the world that she got a new mink coat. Okay. So after he comes home with it, right. Then Fred is in there.
Yeah,
first.
He's in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that, yes, dear.
Yeah.
Thing.
Sorry, can you do that again, just so I can isolate it for my ringtone?
No. you edit these, right? You'll have it.
I'll have it. can download the yes, dear ringtone for you.
Yeah, Android put it out for everyone
everywhere. Yeah, you're right. He's wearing these funny looking overalls and he's holding a wrench just to remind you that he's fixing something.
He's mm-hmm. fixing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ricky says that they moved into the apartment, building, August 6, 1948,
mm-hmm.
which is
Lucy's birthday, 37th yes, birthday.
Her 37th birthday. Mm-hmm. Also, did you notice that he didn't put down that wrench for like the whole entirety of the first yeah. scene?
It was like a fifth character of the show,
which is fine, I guess. But I was like, I just feel like I would have put it down. I wouldn't know what to do with it. You know, like I'd be fiddling with it too much.
It, maybe because Bill would fidget a
fiddle
lot
with things.
Yeah, so perhaps yeah. they just needed
like
something.
That, like that episode where
the
he
Palm
jingles.
Springs ones. Yes,
yeah. I bet that's. Oh, I dislike that one. But anyways, we're moving on. So the fur coat, Ricky says that he rented it. He didn't even buy it. He just rented it. I don't know
it's for the
how
show,
long. Mm-hmm. Right? But for $3,500.
Yes, which with inflation is
$35,600.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. In 2021 dollars. Yeah.
$926.35. Which apparently, just so you know, is an inflation rate of 955%.
Wow. Although I don't think he rented it for $3,500. That's just the price of the coat. I think he probably rented it.
Really? Because he said it. Oh yeah, he said yeah. it cost three. Well, I'm hoping that he didn't rent it for that much.
And so, of
and
course,
you're thinking like it took Lucy like 2 seconds to figure out at the very end. I'm jumping ahead mm-hmm. a little bit, but when she figures out, let's just get a fake one, right, and rent that. That's the much cheaper that they could destroy. Why couldn't he have just done the same thing? Maybe a better one, obviously, because right. that was pretty poor. As Ethel says, a pretty poor imitation.
Yeah.
But they probably could have found something, you know, a little bit in between.
For just maybe. One act at the show, but not something so expensive.
Yeah.
But of yeah. course, Ethel falls in love with it. She wants to try it on, you know, just because she'll never have one being married to Fred. And
I love Fred's face when Lucy thinks that he bought it for her.
Oh, yeah, he blushes. Yeah. And so Lucy comes in from wherever she went out and sees that Ethel's wearing this, of course, and she just about freaks out because, you know, when a woman has a fur coat, it's like a huge diamond ring or a fancy car or something like that. And so then, of course, the crying goes to admiring Fred for that, to being angry at Ricky for not buying her one.
So quickly changed there.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I just want to backtrack a teeny bit. The box where he bought rented the coat mm-hmm. said Simon's 1600 High Street, New York, New York. Mm-hmm. I did some digging. That doesn't exist. 1600 High Street, New York, New York isn't a place. But I kind of thought it would be cool if it was. And then I really don't know, but I'm guessing maybe for Al Simon, the associate producer, mm-hmm. might be why they put Simon's on the front. But who knows? Maybe it was a brand at the time.
Yeah, they did do a lot of that, though. So that's a good catch there.
Yeah.
And
Xavier Cougar and things like that.
Yeah. And this episode was actually a rerun during Lucy's maternity leave. It was mm-hmm. like another flashback that was filmed to put before the start of the episode where Lucy pretends that she's cold and needs to bundle up at breakfast. And as a way to get Ricky to buy her the fur coat she's always wanted, she also leaves the newspaper open to ads for fur coats. And mm-hmm. that's where we get this flashback. And so, of course, she's upset. Ricky, you know, she runs into the room crying with that loud, infamous cry. And Ricky chases after her to calm her down and kind of tell her that it's not Ethel's.
Yeah, but Ricky knows her. He should have been so much more careful about how he explained that the coat wasn't Ethel's.
Well, then we wouldn't have an episode, would we? Yeah,
I guess not. But I'm just saying, like... Yeah. He knows her, right?
Yeah. As soon as she lays eyes on that. And so after the mix up of her interpreting the coat is not Ethel's as the coat is yours, which nobody said, she just assumed ownership of it. She, you know, she squeals, she jumps on him and of course hits him with the wonderful thing is you didn't forget our anniversary. And that stops him dead in his tracks because now what?
Could you pull that trick on your husband?
No.
I couldn't either.
Yeah.
I
can do it by a day or two, but not like random, you know, 4 month randomly difference. The thing I can't do, you know, is birthday because my husband and I share the same birthday. So just, God made it easier for
us. Yeah, yes.
There's no reason. But no, I don't think I could pull that off because it just doesn't feel realistic. Like you would know.
No, I mean, I feel like, no, I know people that don't know their partner's anniversaries.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. No, I'm not even kidding. Like for real.
Okay. You need new friends.
I didn't say they didn't remember me. Wow.
So what I love about it is it looks very comfy. I mean, I know it's probably hot under that coat that she's wearing. It just looks like a huge blanket, you know, especially when she wears it the next day doing dishes. But it just looks like a huge, comfortable blanket.
Did Fred seem more animated to you in this episode?
He did. Especially when he's doing like a feminine voice. Like when she says, I'm never taking it off. Never, never, never.
Never, never, never.
Right. And so he does it too. And then prior to that, when he does the Lucy, I'm home. Hello, dear. Or hello, darling. Or something like that. He's in the kitchen. There's another one. So he had a lot more animation about him in this episode. She's just not taking it off. She's sleeping with it. She's cuddled up in it. And he's freaking out because he can't take it from her now because he forgot their anniversary. Or he thinks he did.
Well, so then he hatches up a plan with Fred about how they should just steal it. Or not. No, so it doesn't start with that, I guess. It starts with he's going to, you know, move things around and
make it look like someone came in to steal it. Yeah. And some burglar came in, stole it from the closet or the chair, wherever she kept it. So he did do that. The camera pans over to him opening up drawers and kind of messing it up a little bit and then crawling over to find that she's wearing it to sleep on the other side of the bed. And if you notice, there's a part where he leans over to quote unquote steal the fur from her and the camera catches a glimpse of his a necklace that he's wearing, a medal that he's wearing.
The St. Christopher's medal.
Yes. And it was given to him by Lucille early in their marriage. So I thought that was neat that I think he stopped wearing his wedding ring and wore it on there instead.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is all true. And then you forgot that when he's crawling along the bedroom floor, I don't know if you caught this, you can see at the edge of the stage, like you can see the edge of the stage where the carpeting ends.
Yeah, we do catch a glimpse of that. And I think
he's also sleeping with his watch on, which like, I guess you can do, but I've always found that really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's a watch. Take it off. Why do you need it? Sorry.
What are you checking? Where do you need to go? Go to sleep.
Right. Go to sleep. What are you doing?
And so, of course, he's trying to, in the original script had an additional scene where Ricky turns up the thermostat to try and get Lucy out of the fur coat. The script called for Lucy to continue prancing around the hot apartment in the fur coat. And when Ricky asked Lucy how she can stand the heat with the fur, she implies that she's naked underneath the coat.
Too risky.
Which was deemed a little too risky for that time. And I mean, not today. Today they'd show just about everything just you could. Like, just flash.
Just open it up.
Yeah, but I'm glad they did take it out, though. Just to kind of continue with the innocence of the show.
I thought it would be funny. but okay. I'm gonna do a small history lesson for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know what it's about?
Wait.
Can you guess? Can you guess what my history lesson is gonna be about?
Probably about the picture on the dresser.
Yes. Major John Biddle.
Yeah.
Uh This you can see it on their chest of drawers. It's a portrait of Major John Biddle, which just is weird, in my opinion, to have a portrait of someone in your bedroom next to your bed that isn't related to you. But you know what? To each their own. This portrait was done by the 19th century portraitist Thomas Sully. And the original hangs in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Major John Biddle served in the army in the War of 1812. Woo, that's a long time ago. Mm-hmm. When he was 20, he stayed into the army until 1821. In 1818, Biddle acquired 1,800 acres of land south of Detroit, and that's where he built an estate in 1835, which he planned on naming Wyandotte.
Okay.
See, my Native American side wants to be like, it's Wyandotte. But, you know, after the Native American people who'd once lived there, in 1853, he sold the land and it was developed into a city in Michigan. So they actually lived on 126 Biddle Avenue, which is now 1738 Biddle Avenue. And I think their house was destroyed or like taken down. But that's where her father passed away from the typhoid fever, which we talked about. And that's when, after he passed away, they moved back to Jamestown. Mm-hmm. So that's just a little bit of information, and that you can kind of see, we were talking about how like things from the past and history make their way into the show. So maybe that's why it showed up here.
Yeah,
I do want to say that this history lesson is brought to you by Paper Moon Loves Lucy. So if you want a lot of this information, that is where we find it. I'm going to guess that we both find it in the same place.
Excellent source. Absolutely. Of information.
It's amazing. We haven't shouted them out at all or enough. So like, I don't know who this person is.
Paper Moon listen, Loves Lucy, you are a
let us
one.
Know we and we can actually give you a shout out and talk to you because you have amazing information.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So anyways,
on ahead in the episode is when they, you know, he's frustrated and talks to Fred about not being able to get this coat off of her, and he needs it and it's expensive. So they dream up the plan to have Fred stage a burglar or be a burglar. So poor Fred, he's always being roped into these things.
Wait, and before they do this, did you hear the person in the audience that was like, when Fred said that they could say she had that they had minx pox?
Oh yeah.
And someone in the audience like said it and like started laughing.
I didn't hear that part. No, I just love the part where he says it sounds worse with your accent. Yes. And he's like, minx pox. Maybe we can tell him there's a epidemic of minx pox, and so yeah, with Ricky's accent. But no, I didn't hear the audience member. I need to go back and hear it now.
Go back and hear it. Yeah, it's funny. Okay, so yes,
so they dreamed that up. And so he waits at night to hear, you know, Fred crawling into the apartment. And it's not Fred who crawls into the apartment. It's an actual one, because as they mentioned, there had been burglars in the area. So that's what made him think of it. And so the real thief or burglar that comes in is the actor is Weldon. And he also appeared in Sorrowful Jones with Lucille Ball and later on an episode of The Lucy Show. And he also appeared with William Frawley in the film The Lemon Drop Kid, starring Bob Hope. So they have a history with the burglar.
They do. And I love when he comes in, he's like looking around for stuff and he picks up, I think it's a lighter off the table, and he looks at it and is like, nope, not worth stealing.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like that's because it's obviously not the same lighter, but the lighter that they get for their anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Where Ethel's like, no, I just rewrote the price. It was $3.
The one where they think either woman is Madame X, and so they want to get the fingerprints. And
yeah, except that one was a real good one. He probably would have stolen that one.
Right. Exactly. And so he says, you want to hem it up all over the place. And so he's like, do you stop playing games? And the burglar's probably What is going on? So he drags him into the bedroom, like, come into the bedroom and steal my wife's coat. You're wasting precious time.
He must have thought it was so weird that he crawled back into bed and pretended to wake up.
This burglar is really in there, you know, to steal things. And this homeowner or the resident husband is like, hold on, let me get back into bed and then you can go and steal my wife's very expensive fur coat. So he gets freaked out a little bit. The burglar does.
Rightfully so.
When Lucy, because Ricky wakes up and says, I think I hear something or somebody's in the apartment, and she screams and he screams, the burglar does, because he's no idea what's going on. And so he tells him how expensive this coat is. Take whatever you want. Take our money, take our jewels, but don't take my wife's $3,500 mink coat. And she's like,
of course they will then.
And he's pointing a gun at her to finally take the coat from her.
He moves it away.
She's like, take it off or I'll shoot. She's like,
okay.
Go ahead and shoot. She's risking her life for the fur coat. That's hilarious. Awful. So he finds it way too crazy to stay and even attempt to steal anything else. So he's going to leave because these people are clearly insane. And Ricky, of course.
Like, hey, you forgot the coat. And of course, then at that time, that's when Fred comes in.
Fred.
And Ricky's like, you've already been here.
I have not.
Also, I love that gun that's like just
falls bends, over. Yeah, falls over. It was useless. But so the real burglar leaves. The whole thing fell apart, the plot. And she wakes up the next morning upset and devastated at her husband being, quote unquote, a coward. Because,
I mean, he didn't handle it great.
I mean, it was a real one, but in his mind, it was his buddy Fred. So
even still, I feel like if you're trying to make it feel like a real burglar,
you wouldn't say, hey, you forgot my wife's mink coat, you know, and he said he practically gift wrapped it for him.
A good thing that he didn't want me or something like that.
Yeah.
Which was, talk about risque, like. That's not more risky. That's just depressing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I guess it's a good thing he didn't want you.
Gosh. But then, of course, Ethel, as she's there with Lucy, spills the bean and says, beans is as if he would have reacted differently had he thought it was a real burglar. And, you know, tells the whole plot of it being Fred or wanting it to be Fred.
I don't know why, but her line, please, I am not a yo-yo. I just love that line. Every time she says it.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, because her face she stops in her place. She's got a serious expression. Please, I am not a yo-yo. Because she's trying to get more information from her. And she does that a lot to her because Ethel can't keep a secret. And I think it was during the anniversary episode that she knows about her gifts, same thing. She keeps, you know, pulling her back in. So it's just something that they have ongoing, but she does spill everything and tell him that it was not for her. It was for the skit or the number at the club.
Yeah. And so that's when Lucy, they're just full of schemes. Lucy decides, you know what? I'm going to get back at him instead of just being like, wasn't mine. No. It's got to get back at him.
See, and what bothered me during that time is there was nothing to get back to or about or for. He wasn't playing a trick on her.
He planned a fake robbery. That
well,
point.
There's that.
Have done that, right?
Okay, then I'm gonna edit that part.
A fighting. You know, like a fighting chance, but he planned a robbery.
He scared the heck out of her too.
Right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay. And he didn't. Yeah,
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about the beginning where, you know, she assumed the coat.
Right.
Yeah. But then, yeah, he took it too far.
He did.
So told you the truth.
If you notice during, so there's this like cool crossfade and you can kind of see that like they're just holding still and waiting because, you know, they're still.
They're going to record for the next scene.
Right. They're still recording and like they're. I don't know. It's still a new sitcom. I mean, what, we're only on episode 9, which how?
Yeah,
I feel like we've been doing so many episodes.
We're nowhere near
episode 9.
Nowhere near. Well, I think that's what they would have considered a transition. What we call it, what we are used to transitions now, is what they were doing there. They would hold steady until the next scene would be like layered over the previous scene, which would make that first scene look funny because they just stood still.
They're just standing there. Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
So yes, this is when Lucy decides she's going to be a fur stylist and cut apart this mink coat. And you can tell even when Ethel is putting it on before they even start like cutting that it's very obviously already cut.
Yeah.
And just very lightly. I mean, even on that last one, she just pulls it off. She doesn't even cut it.
She doesn't even try.
All right, get off. Right. And Ricky's freaking out. Do you know what he's saying?
Well, what we have to say is you didn't mention she got a fake one.
Yes.
She's not cutting
the real one.
It's an imitation one.
She's not that horrible. She's not let me cut this 30.
So she wants to just play a trick on him and make him believe that she's cutting the real one.
Bought this really cheap one that.
No, does he like say something in Spanish?
Yeah, he like freaks out. And,
like, I don't know.
He freaks out in Spanish. And I was like, because you speak Spanish, right?
Yes, I do. I don't know. Didn't catch.
It wasn't like it's just because I thought you had mentioned that before. But so you'll have to go back and tell me because he's like he's freaking out and he's saying something in Spanish. And I was like, what is he saying? Maybe it's not important. I feel like a lot of time, and I always wonder this, like when he's actually saying stuff, what is he saying? Because,
well, most of the time,
most people don't understand it. So like,
right. Most of the time he's talking about how crazy she is for whatever it is she's doing at the moment. or look how crazy this event is. So, you know, in a very colorful Spanish way, but,
yes, of course.
I guess we'll give you a Spanish lesson when we get to that episode where, she puts the earphone in her ear and she's got the professor in the kitchen giving her Spanish lines when Ricky's friends come to visit from Cuba.
Yeah.
We'll get into Spanish.
Listen, I took Spanish. I can, you know, babyishly. Like,
hola,
hola.
Look at Ziva being all bilingual.
This is not so. It's kind of random. I mean, so we end a scene. I mean, that's the end of the show. Mm-hmm. He freaks out. He faints.
Well, the end of the show. That's the end of the scene. The end of the show. After that is when he sends her more like "I'm sorry" anniversary gifts because he's still under the assumption that it's their anniversary. And she's happily collecting the gifts.
She explains to Ethel, like, no,
whenever there's a good
anniversary
in sight, she just throws it out there. And I guess he's just not aware that she probably has 4 anniversaries a year, which is great.
I think it's later on. Do you remember where he's got like chocolates just stored away for when she randomly says it?
He's got cards. And it says, happy birthday. Can we be friends again? Merry Christmas. Yes. And the chocolates are just stale. Yeah.
Oh, what is a good anniversary present for you? Like a mink coat seems excessive. Like I wouldn't expect Colin to buy me a mink coat ever for any anniversary. I mean, it's not my style anyways, but like that price is still quite excessive.
You know, I'm not much into the collecting materialistic things. I mean, I'd be lying if I say I don't like a nice diamond, but that's just nice to look at, right? I like going on a trip. And so if we don't buy anything for each other all year long, so we can save for the trip or go all out on a 1-week trip somewhere, Hawaii or something like that, then That I appreciate because I like getting away. But if we're talking about items, I like the idea that this is probably just me, that you have mentioned something and
they
person
put it in the back of their
yes
head.
Like you I said like you that. Know I want to buy this, I don't know, let's say you're an artist or painter, this one kit for this, that, or the other, and then you just move on, and then anniversary mm-hmm. comes along and it's there. I think those are the type of gifts that just mm-hmm. beautiful. I mean, a Minko like is something those. That's just, yeah, you can go get off the rack or whatever. Yeah, you're gonna put it on your credit card, but is it meaningful? I don't know. Meaningful gifts.
Did you say you wanted? Yeah, I get. Yeah. And no, I was like, you know what? For my birthday, I just want to not be around anyone. I just want to go away.
You know what? I take everything I said back because
champagne in a hot tub with chocolates alone.
Your husband's like, oh, you want it in a hot tub with me? No, no.
Alone.
No, no. You just want alone time. Ziva wants her alone time. Happy birthday. Yeah. We're leaving the home.
Yeah, bye-bye. But Lucy definitely seems to like, well, Lucy Ricardo yeah. seemed to really like materialistic things, because it plays out in a lot of different episodes, you know, with what
yeah
she expects for him to get her or what she wants from him. So
yeah, and those extravagant gifts are highlighted there. And I'm assuming Lucille Ball, as I was, you know, researching this, the woman loved her fur coats, and mm-hmm. after this it's like we mentioned earlier, she purchased her first one, much like the Lucy Ricardo character. She hardly ever took it off. And I suppose because she didn't come from wealth, she didn't come from extravagance, when you buy something like that the first time, I doubt she did it with the rest of her coats, but when you buy something like that for the first time that you're able to purchase for yourself, you'd probably do the same thing, just because you can't believe that you acquired this, you know, in society, what they deem so valuable, like a car, I guess. I don't know.
To wear my car.
Wear your car. Just drive places. Find excuses to drive the car. Find
yeah.
And you put the
or
air
like
conditioning.
When people take
on.
Like photos of their diamond ring. Like there's just random photos of them like holding their phone. Like, hey, I've got this.
Phone.
Look at my phone.
Like, oh my god, look how pretty this book is, ma'am. I can't see the book. Just your hand.
Yeah, it's my ring.
No, it's like when you first get engaged, it's all about the ring, pictures of the ring.
But when you see like Lucy Ricardo mm-hmm. buying gifts, like she buys him a golf set at some point.
Oh yeah, so expensive.
Doesn't he
golf.
Just like basically buy that for himself?
Because she doesn't earn
because money. She doesn't earn any money, right? So yeah. like
yeah.
Even if she took it away from
you
her
have
allowance,
to look past
which again,
that.
I still don't understand. Like, here's an allowance.
The word allowance is very very demeaning.
That's
it's very
that's
demeaning.
Probably it.
Yeah.
Like, here's the monthly.
Yeah.
But even budget. Still, it's him like saying, this is how much you can spend on other things. Like,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it was a
it's
very
the idea that he's just basically paying for all of his gifts.
It's yeah, it all funnels from his pockets, but it's true. And I think during this time, again, we mentioned they didn't technically have kids on the show. So it's just her at home, you know, buying the gifts and stuff. But yeah, he does send her a few gifts after at the end. And it's nice to see these photos as I was, you know, researching all the different phases of Lucille Ball's life and all her fur coats. This is so pretty. So pretty. It's much like when men have gone, I just say men, but I'm sure there's women, people have gone hunting and put the heads on the walls, and you walk into the room and there it is now. Listen, I'm sure people who listen to this, some might go hunting, so I'm all for it. Antlers on, you know, all the things, but
it make it prickly.
So
all right.
I think it's part of that.
Okay. Well, it's yeah. Okay. But
lost half of the Midwest. Thank you.
I don't mind hunting. It's the wearing of the full animal around.
No, I get it. That is and weird I've seen, to me. Yeah, the other side drapes, the tail drapes on this side and the nose is the right head. Here.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
That's not for everybody.
It's not for everyone.
So that was the fur coat. That was
okay. We're moving on.
Season one, episode 9 people. Of The Fur Coat. This is why it takes us so long. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Wait, there's more. So with that.
That's it.
Yes.
We're leaving now.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and hanging with us because
yes,
God knows we appreciate it. Find us on Having a Ball Pod on Instagram, Having a Ball Podcast on Facebook. And we have our website with it's attached to the episodes. And we're here every Monday.
Email us as well.
Email us. Yeah.
At havingaball@gmail.com. Is it having a ball pod? Mm-hmm. Or were you going to say or having a ball pod? The sass.
That's exactly what I was
going to say.
She
didn't even have to say it because I knew the sass was coming. It was like.
It's just there.
It's there.
So
there's a show called I Love Lucy.
There's a show.
It's very sassy.
They debuted right. 70 years ago this year. So thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next Monday.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.